This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Women's basketball star Brittany Griner is back in the U.S., AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
AP videographers captured the tall, slender athlete getting off a plane at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland in Texas. After nearly 10 months in detention in Russia, she was freed in a high-profile prisoner exchange for notorious arms dealer Victor Boot. The one-to-one swap wasn't what the U.S. hoped for, but what it could get. Diplomats were unable to free another American, Paul Whelan. His brother David Whelan says they're disappointed but happy for Griner.
I think we all realize that the math is not going to work out for Paul to come home anytime soon unless the U.S. government is able to find concessions.
I'm Jennifer King.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says more U.S.-Russian prisoner exchanges are possible if Moscow and Washington find a compromise. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Asked whether other prisoners could be swapped, Russia's president said everything is possible, noting that compromises have been found that cleared the way for the Griner exchange. Putin added, "We aren't refusing to continue this work in the future," making his first comments about the closely watched trade. Despite negotiating for Griner's release, the most high-profile American jailed abroad, the U.S. has failed to win freedom for another American, Paul Whelan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House said Friday U.S. President Joe Biden at a summit next week will back a permanent spot for the African Union in the group of 20 major economies seeking to elevate the continent's role. Biden will make the announcement during a three-day U.S.-Africa summit that opens Tuesday in Washington, where the administration will make a case for U.S. commitment to the continent amid inroads by China and Russia, according to the White House. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi vowed on Friday to press on with a security crackdown on protesters a day after the execution of a man over recent anti-government protests that drew on Western condemnation. Nationwide protests that erupted after the death of a woman in police custody in September pose one of the biggest challenges to rule in Iran since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. The UN Security Council has overwhelmingly approved a resolution exempting humanitarian aid from all current and future UN sanctions regimes, a vote the United States hailed as historic that will save lives and address longstanding problems of sanctions and impeding aid deliveries. The resolution was immediately hailed by humanitarian organizations, including the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Norwegian Refugee Council. Ahead of World Human Rights Day on Saturday, Cameroonian rights groups are protesting what they call dehumanizing treatment of women and children displaced by the separatist crisis in two western provinces. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports for VOA from Yandui.
These are the voices of several hundred women and girls singing in streets in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé. Human rights activist Jeanette Ebale calls it very disheartening that so many women and girls fleeing the separatist war in Cameroon's English-speaking western regions do not find peace, love, and comfort in French-speaking towns. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Nine people have died in a coal mine explosion in Indonesia's West Sumatra province. AP correspondent Sarah Nafa reports.
The blast, caused by noxious gases, occurred in a mine owned by a private company while miners were entering the mine pit. Octavianto, a spokesperson from a local search and rescue agency, said they were looking for one more miner who was still trapped inside. There were 12 miners thought to be working in the mining site during the explosion. Videos distributed by the National Search and Rescue Agency showed rescuers carrying victims out on stretchers and giving them oxygen from tanks. Other footage showed yellow body bags being carried out from the pit. I'm Sarah Nafa.
Croatia knocked Brazil out of the World Cup by beating the five-time champions 4-2 in a penalty shootout in the quarterfinals. Croatia will next either face Argentina or the Netherlands in the World Cup semis. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.